Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. One more time. And I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you to adore and to magnify your holy and your righteous name. Our declaration, God, this morning is that we ask for you to prepare us. Prepare us to be a sanctuary, a place where you can dwell at. a place where your spirit can abide, a place, oh God, where you can overshadow us and not have to convict us and not have to, God, cast us out and not have to reject us. But, Lord, allow ourselves to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you, a place that you would choose to dwell at, a place that you would have a desire to abide in. God, help us to make our temples, God, a body, oh God, that is worthy to be housing the Holy Spirit. For we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to you because we were purchased, we were bought. Oh God, we were taken with a price, Lord, and that price that was given was the blood of your Son, Jesus the Christ. And so, God, help us to prepare ourselves, prepare us, Lord, because we can't do it on our own. We can't clean ourselves up. We can't turn our lives around. We can't do things better on our own. We can't do anything with our own power. We can't do anything with our own might. But, God, we need you, oh God, to come to more and for you to have your way in the lives of your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bind everything that's unlike you, Lord. Cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. Cast the devil out of the will, God. We bind the spirit of depression. We bind the spirit of doubt. God, we even bind the aches and the pains, God, the physical issues that are going on in our body, those things that cause us to doubt you. Oh, God, those things that cause us to be frustrated, God, those things that cause us to be distracted, Lord, we uproot them and we bind them right now, God, and we plead the blood. Let your blood cover us right now. Let your blood saturate us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you can prepare us to be a sanctuary, Lord. We don't want you to come into any unclean temple, oh, God, so cast out the spirit of anger. Cast out the spirit of conceitedness. Cast out the spirit of haughtiness, Lord. Oh, God, cast out the spirit of doubt, Lord. Cast out the spirit of confusion. Cast out everything that's unlike you that will cause us to be separated from your love. Prepare us even now, Lord, for you have something great in store for us. Eyes have not seen it. Ear has not heard it. Neither does it enter into the hearts of mankind. What good things you have in store for us, for those that fear you, Lord. And that's just in this day. But that as we walk by faith and not by sight, and we allow your spirit to inhabit us and to equip us, he'll give us the insight. He'll give us the direction. He'll order our footsteps, Lord, so that we'll walk by faith and not by sight. We'll have to walk by what we see, because eyes can be deceiving, Lord. And eyes and thoughts can become weary, Lord, and beat up and cast down, Lord. But when we close our eyes, our physical eyes, and allow your spirit to take the wheel, Lord, you'll help us and you'll guide us and you'll direct us and you'll grant us the desires of our hearts, Lord, because we surrender to you. It requires a sacrifice, Lord, for you to prepare me to be a sanctuary that's pure and holy, tried and true, means that I have to put my desires under subjection. Unless my desires match up with yours, and I know in my flesh there is no good thing. And so flesh has to be put under subjection, and my carnal mind has to be cast out, Lord. God, those things cause me to be separated from you. Those things allow tribulation to get in the way of our relationship. Those things allow persecution to get in the way of our relationship, God. Frustration, God. Carnal mind allows those things to get in the way of our relationship. And I endeavored to say this morning that I'm not willing to allow anything to cause a separation between my relationship and with you, God. For you are so good to me. You have been better to me than I have been to myself, and I'm desperate for more of you, oh God, today. So I declare in my life and on behalf of those that are under the sound of my voice that nothing will be able to separate me from the love of God. If I die, let me die walking in the army of the Lord, or serving in the army of the Lord. Will I allow principalities or powers, things above or things beneath? No, I won't allow anything to separate me from your love. Those things that are present going on right now, or those things that are even ahead in my future. No, God, I'm not willing to allow any of those things to separate me from your love. Is it the height and the title, oh God, or is it being rejected by man, the lowest death? No, God, I'm not willing to allow anything to separate me from the love of God, because the love of God is what I need. The love of God is what I long for. And God, your glory
is what we're asking for on this day. So prepare us even now, God, to be used by you, to be a sanctuary, oh God, that's pure and holy, that someone might come to us today and ask, what must I do to be saved? You proclaim in your word, God, and you tell us in your word that we should be living epistles, Lord. Read of men, God, that means that my walk, oh God, it has to be holy. So when people see me, they'll see nothing but holiness, Lord. That means that my talk and my discussion, oh God, it has to be clean and holy, God, so that when someone comes into the conversation, they won't hear me come. Or they won't hear me talking about foolishness. Or they won't hear me disparaging someone else, Lord. Oh, God, we need to bind the flesh on every hand, God, because the flesh comes and tries to lead us to die, to death and persecution. But, Lord, when we allow your spirit to take control and have his way, he leads us to life and to peace. God, holiness without which no man shall see you. And so we endeavor, God, to present our bodies holy and acceptable unto you. That's the least that we can do. But Lord, as you refine us and you allow the refining fire to cover us and to burn up those things that are unlike you, those things that cause us to be separated from you, Lord, I ask that you would heal, oh God, to deliver and set free, Lord, on behalf of your people today for many of the afflictions of the righteous. But your word has promised us that you will deliver us out of them all. And the enemy, what he tries to do is he tries to come in and to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I'm grateful today that the enemy does not have the final word in our lives. He may have placed a road bump. He may have caused us to be a little constricted. He may have caused our finances to be a little attacked or minuscule at best, Lord. But I thank you, God, that we don't have to live or God walk in our own power, that we have to rely upon our own self, or that we even have to depend on the devil for any, oh God, thing. He can't put no more, you won't put no more on us than we can bear, so you only allow him to do what you ordained for him to do in our lives. And so I thank you, God, that whatsoever state that we find ourselves in, Lord, today, we find ourselves content, Lord, because we know that you are in control. So God, if there's lack around me, Lord, oh God, help me to go through this season of lack, God, oh God, so that I know, and remind me that my harvest is coming, God. Greater is ahead, because we are living in our season of breakthrough, Lord. If I have, oh God, affliction in my body, God, oh God, let me not give up, oh God, hope today, but let me to cast all my cares over to you, Lord, so that you will know, God, just what I need and more. And your word promised that when I'm willing to cast it over, oh God, even if I have to roll it over, Lord, that you are able to handle those things, Lord, because you care for me. And so, God, if I'm afflicted in my body, just remind me, Lord, today that you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon you. And with your stripes, God, I can declare my healing even yet today. You were wounded and bruised a long time ago, but the blood still works, oh God, today. So even if the enemy afflicts my body, or the Lord allows him to afflict my body, God, oh God, I know that you will restore me. I know that you will heal me. I know that you will free me and deliver me, God. And so I don't have to worry about afflictions in this body, God. Oh, God, if he tries to attack my family, God, help me to keep my eyes on you, Lord, because you are a protector, God. Not only, oh, God, did you do it in the Bible, but you would do it, oh, God, today. If we can just find ourselves in the secret place of the Most High, oh, God, we'll find shelter, Lord. We'll find safety, God, even in the midst of the storms and even in the midst of fire, God. And all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus and reach out and grab him just where we are. We don't have to wait till we get to the temple. We don't have to wait till we get to the pastor. We don't have to wait till we get to the bishop. But we can call on Jesus right now, and he still answers prayers, God. So God, help us to be reminded, Lord, that the effectual and fervent prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. When we pray, God, oh God, you always come and answers our prayers. And so, God, I pray that you would touch us, Lord, today. Often when I pray, Lord, I don't have time, or I don't get to the point of asking for you to touch our bodies and to heal us and to deliver us and to set us free, to remove the strongholds or tear down the strongholds and tear down the shackles, Lord. I plead the blood even this morning that your blood will cover and blood will saturate, that you will be that forgiving God that we need you to be. We confess our sins this morning, Lord, because you're faithful and just to forgive us, Lord, of everything, oh God, once we confess it, God. And then when you forgive us and we confess it, Lord, you'll throw it into a sea of forgiveness and won't remember it anymore. Remind us, Lord, today to not allow anything to cause a separation between us and thee. We want to be better for you. We want to be greater for you. We want to be about our Father's business while we still have time. This may be my last time. This just may be my last time. And if it is my last time, Lord, I want to say I love you. Lord, I want to tell you that there is no one like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're a good God. And I thank you for another day. I thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. I thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, I thank you for the very air that I breathe. I just want to thank you for being so good to me. So prepare us, Lord, for the day that is ahead. Let us be the beacons of light that you need for us to be to this dark and dying world. The world is waxing more and more evil day by day. And no matter what we are doing in the house of the Lord, you compel us to go ye, therefore we have to get out and be about our Father's business. We have to be about in the world so the world may see that there is a different way to go. And as the world waxes more and more evil, there's going to be those that are tired of the evilness of the world and are going to be looking for a solution. And, Lord, the doors of the church have to be ready and prepared to receive them, just like you have been prepared to receive us day by day, hour by hour, and minute by minute. Thank you, God, for reminding us just who you are. And thank you, God, for allowing us to be a place where your spirit can dwell in. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. But as I conclude this prayer, that you will anoint us afresh, Lord, today. Anoint us with power. Bishop Blake talked about last night what happens when the encourager becomes disencouraged, God, or it's got discouraged, Lord. And he talked about when those who need to lift up others become worn. Lord, we need you to come and fill us the more. Fill us again, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you to anoint us again. Fall afresh on our hearts and fall afresh on our minds and in our souls, Lord, again, God, because we can't make it on our own. We can't move on our own. We can't live on our own. We can't even breathe on our own, Lord. So we need you, Lord, today. We need you. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way right now and all day long. Thank you for being a prayer answering Savior. Thank you for being a God who supplies all of my needs. Thank you for being who you are, the great I am. And whatever it is that we need, God, you can provide it, and you will make the way. God, we pray for those that are in bereaved situation. I've been seeing a number of things, God, here and there about people in bereaved situation. I pray that you would encourage, strengthen, set free. And, God, let them know that there is better ahead. And so, God, as I conclude now, I pray your choices, blessing upon these, your people, on this day, that you would lead, guide, and direct them, grant them favor, grant them strength, help them to overcome every obstacle, God, that has been set before them. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we delight in those ways. So as we seek you early this morning, we delight in your orders, we delight in your directions, and we say yes. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. Thank you, God, even now, for what you have in store for me today. Bless us and keep us are my prayers this morning. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.